File 2. Listening 2. 1.
Daniela, have you ever inherited any money?
No, I've never inherited anything. But a friend of mine recently inherited an enormous table from a great uncle.
Ah, was it worth a lot of money?
Not really. And it was too big for his kitchen, so it's been in his garden for ages. He thought about selling it on eBay, but last week he gave it to a charity, and they collected it with a huge lorry.
I'm glad someone wanted it.
2.
Lauren, are you selling those shoes?
Yes. I've just taken photos of them and I'm putting them online this afternoon. I'm starting each pair of shoes at £1. What a bargain!
But they're good shoes. I'd charge more. At least £20 for those office shoes.
I've no interest in making money from them. It's an experiment. I've never sold anything on eBay before. If it works well, I'll sell something more valuable, like my old guitar. I never play it anymore.
3.
Tony, have you ever done any voluntary work?
Actually, I've helped at the charity Shine for over a year now.
Shine? I haven't heard of it. What does it do?
It's for disadvantaged children who live in this region. They come to Shine after school so that they're not alone until their parents come home from work. The volunteers do all sorts of activities with them: paintings, board games, tennis, music lessons.
That sounds great. But I thought you worked in the evenings.
I've been answering the phones in their office one morning a week and calling local businesses to ask for their help. Last week, I found a shop that gave us 25 tennis rackets.
Good work!
4.
Hi, Carlotta. What's the matter?
Oh, hi. I've lost my wallet.
Oh, no. OK, where have you looked?
It's not in my bag. I've just been in the post office, but that's when I realised I didn't have it anymore.
And before that?
I've been shopping all morning. I paid for a coffee in the market about an hour ago, but then I used my credit card to buy a jumper in Zara. It must be there.
I'll come with you. And don't worry, if we don't find it, I can lend you some money to get home.
Thanks so much, Wendy.
5.
I've never been the victim of a scam. Have you, Richard?
Yes, it was awful. I wanted to change my bank and I'd been visiting different bank websites. I was on a site, it looked like the real bank website, but when I clicked on a page, suddenly a message appeared. It said that I had to send the scammers £1,000 or they'd delete everything on my computer.
No!
It was obvious this was a scam, but what could I do? All my files were locked, my work, my pictures. I had to cooperate. I was furious, but I transferred the money to them.
That's terrible.